You have landed on the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. Crazy day today, but it's fine. Stick around, please. Pete Evans is on his way. He'll join us at 5:05. Let's talk about Charles Schuh's closing down after more than 50 years in business, what it means to the downtown, just what direction San Luis Obispo is heading in. And by the way, Supervisor Lynn Compton went ballistic on San Luis Mayor Heidi Harmon over this ban on natural gas being proposed. We got plenty to talk about. It is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. This segment, I first met actor Diane Robin on the set of Authors Anonymous, where she knocked that out of the park as the agent, as she does in anything that she performs in. She's had a career dating back decades. And now she's branching out and doing something that is particularly exciting that I wanted to share with you and be part of. It's a web series called Strange Therapy, which she not only co-stars, but she's also a producer on it. Here to explain all that, we welcome back to this broadcast the one, the only, Diane Robin. Diane, how are you?
Honey, I love that introduction, and I may love it. I am great. I am great. We're doing this web series. We're having more fun than we've ever had in our life.
Well, and congratulations on it.
Thank you. Thank you. And people seem to love it, which makes us really happy. And a web series is a comedy, but you can see it on YouTube. It's a traditional comedy, but done in a short form. It's 6 episodes, about 7 minutes each, and that's what a web series is. But ours is a little naughty, a little sexy, a little funny. It's do you want to know what it's about?
I'll get you. Do you have to catch a train or something? You in a hurry?
I always talk fast. Wait a second. Calm down.
I got a whole bunch of questions for you. So let's back up. How did you decide to do a web series?
Oh, that's a very good question. I met a guy from Italy, which is how all stories start. And a friend of mine was going to a film festival. He said, "Can I bring my friend? He's an actor from Italy." I said, "No." He goes, "What do you mean, no?" I said, "I want to meet some actor from Italy." He goes, "Diane, you'll like him." So I met this guy. His name is Davide Reality. And he's an incredible stage actor from Italy, just incredible. And 5 minutes after we met, we just started going, and we couldn't stop talking. And we came up with this idea for a series, and here we are.
Yeah, but why a web series?
Why a web series? You know what? I don't know the answer to that. Well, you got me on that one, though. Any more trick questions there, Dave?
Yeah, I'm going home.
No, actually, I'll tell you why. It seems to be the way of the future. I never thought people were going to be watching shows on their phone, but they are. But it doesn't lend itself to watching a 30-minute show. But watching 5-6-minute segments, people are doing it now. So it's sort of the way of the future, and I wanted to be part of the future.
Well, you know, and I'll bring myself into this because I find myself watching more and more things on YouTube, and it's exactly what you're saying, Diane. I'll watch something for 5-6 minutes. If it's going to go longer than 10, I'm not sure I want to invest the time.
Exactly. Exactly. But in our show, we have a little whipping, a little slapping, a little flashing.
Yeah.
Invest the extra minute. Watch the show.
And then you came on board, your producer as well.
A producer? Well, I want to introduce you to my co-writer, co-star, and co-producer, Davide Reality. He's also here. He's here from Italy. Say ciao.
Oh, ciao.
Ciao.
Thank you for inviting us, man.
Yeah.
nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Davide, and congratulations on Strange Therapy.
Thank you so much.
And Diane, just to make sure we drive this point home, if people want to watch Strange Therapy, how do they do it? Do they just Google it in?
It's so simple. It's so simple. They just go to YouTube and type Strange Therapy, the series, and pop, it comes up, and the fun begins.
And it's absolutely free.
And a lot of funny, because it's not a little funny. It's a big, big fun. They will have big fun. if not, I will leave you my number.
Okay.
and you can call me to say, what did you suggest, Davide? Come on. we assure that they all have fun watching our web series.
And Diane, let's remind them of the premise. You play a therapist who's kind of lost your license?
kind of lost her license. Yeah. She absolutely had her license revoked because she slept with one of her patients. Mm. So now she has one patient left. But
an Italian guy, an Italian, of course. An Italian patient.
If you're going to have one, might as well have the Italian.
Yeah.
Anyway, he has multiple personalities. So she treats all his personalities. And now she's just have a license. She can tell everyone the truth. So one of her personalities, she thinks he's a porn star. It's having a little difficulty at work. One of them dresses up as a cartoon character. It's a wild ride, but it's a lot of fun and role-playing and witty banter. And at the end, we can't tell you this, but at the sixth episode, what happens, Davide?
At the sixth episode, now I tell you what happened. No, absolutely not. Right. You have to watch the five episodes before that point, and then in the sixth episode, you will find something that, will give you the opportunity to turn your point of view about the life, okay?
Oh, okay.
It's a big surprise.
Yeah, about life in general.
Well, I know how it ends because
and the exact meaning of a strange therapy.
I know how this ends because I saw this as a Hallmark movie.
Trust me, honey, this is a Hallmark.
A little bit different.
It's a little not quite PG. It's not. It's just a little naughty.
A little naughty. Yeah, it's fine.
Did you laugh?
Yes, and particularly at your character, Diane, because I don't know how you kept a straight face with what Davide was doing.
Okay, he was so funny, I can't tell you. We had to rehearse and rehearse and rehearse so I would stop laughing. He's really one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life, and he did some very bizarre things in that show that
yes.
you don't expect a man to do, and he did it with total confidence and abandon, He's a funny man.
So
anyway, I have to say this. I worked with the amazing and the best actress in the world. I really consider it's not because she gave a lot of money to say this, but this is why I really think about Diane Robbie. She's an amazing actress, and I really think that she, she's amazing. So I think
Thank you. You
have to watch Strange Therapy also because you can see an amazing actress playing her character in such a beautiful way. That is what I really think about her, and she knows that.
Mm-hmm. That just cost me $1,000, so
that's right.
I hope it was worth it.
And
I hope it makes people watch.
And Diane, do we mind people a little bit about your career? People know you from RoboCop and...
Oh, my goodness. In the bitches lead scene in RoboCop, I was one of the little gals in that room with a little bit of cocaine, a little bit under cleavage. I've been in NCIS. I've been in The Relic. I've been in so many different things. Dating Daisy, NCIS. But one of my favorite things was a movie that a very good friend of mine wrote, and it was fantastic piece called Authors Anonymous. Are you familiar with this, Dave?
I've heard of it.
A great script.
Another Hallmark
it
movie.
It really did.
Another Hallmark
no,
movie.
No, when I first read the script, I laughed and laughed and laughed. You did a brilliant job.
Thank you.
Anytime you write anything, I would love to be part of it.
I'm trying to make that happen, so stand by.
Yay, I am standing by.
Back on Strange Therapy, did you work off of scripts, or is this totally improvised? Or a little both?
Oh, my God. No, we didn't improvise one word, and we shot 11 pages a day.
Really, she's not joking.
Yeah.
She is not joking. Really, really. And in fact, all the people on the stage asked, and they couldn't believe it. We could do that, but we did it. And also because we had a big director, Bob Burgos, and we were an amazing, great team.
Oh my God! Our director studied with Eli Kazan. He's a comedy genius. He was so fantastic. We love him. And there was one other person in the show, Bobby Lesser, who's magnificent. So we had a really, really great team.
But come back. How did you shoot 11 pages? Or were you doing episodes back to back?
Yes.
Okay.
Two episodes a day, believe it or not.
Wow.
Two a day, yeah. It was. We had to be really well rehearsed, really ready. It had all been blocked. All they had to do was shoot us. Oh, and at the first take, I went, one take, because we can't afford another one. So we had to do each take right. So that's what we did.
I haven't heard you laugh like this in a long time, Diane. It's It must be fun to do a project like this where you have creative control.
You know what? I have to tell you, I've been an actress for a long time. I've done a lot of things I've enjoyed. It's very different when you get to create the character, when you write it and you get to produce it and it gets to be exactly what you pictured. It's a whole different level of happiness. The word Davide and I use all the time is joy. It was just joy. Am I right?
Exactly. This is what we felt in writing, what we felt in playing as actor, and this is what we want you to give people also with this show. That is, it's very funny, but I think that it also has messages to many levels. So I think that the first one is to the first goal for us was to give them joy, and I hope we did it.
I can hear it in your voices. So I mean, what happens now? Do we come back for more episodes of Strange Therapy?
Oh, sweetheart, we're already writing season two.
Okay,
we want to see season two in Bologna. And it's called Past Lives, and it's all the times they've known each other in past lives, which what could be more fun than that? And it's we're having a ball writing it. One of them is a queen and the stable boy, which sort of explains itself. is a cowboy that left a virgin and came back, and she wasn't a virgin anymore. we're just having fun creating it. But our dream is to shoot it in his hometown, Bologna. It's gorgeous there. He's already found a castle for me to be the queen, and he's found incredible locations in Italy, so beautiful. Who wouldn't love to go shoot in Italy?
Sign me up if you need a crew. We're joined by Diane Robin and Davide Reale. They are the creative forces behind a new web series called Strange Therapy. And again, Diane, for folks just tuning in, how do they see episodes for free of Strange Therapy?
It's free. We'd love you to watch our show. You'd make me so happy, make Davide happy. Go on YouTube, go on Strange Therapy, the series. That's all you got to type in, and the six episodes come up.
Davide, is this same phenomenon happening in Italy where people are just watching these little 5-6 minute movies? Is that part of your culture too?
Yeah, you're starting to do that. I can say that, and this is the reason why we decided to do a web series with Strange Therapy. I mean, I think that this is the future. We are in the future now, and we want you to be part of it. That's why we and also in Italy they're starting to watch their, you know, they're watching series everywhere with the big networks doing that, but also with on YouTube, and yes, I think that this is the future, and that's also the reason why we wanted to give them our web series for free. So it's very, very simple. We choose the YouTube. It's one of the platforms most known in the world, and it's very, very easy to go there and to dial Strange Therapy, the series, and to watch our six episodes.
And you want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
His friends in Italy that don't speak English, they laugh at all the jokes.
Absolutely, yes.
And that makes me happier than anything. That people, maybe they're laughing because they don't know what I'm saying.
No. they think to speak English, but they don't.
But you want to hear something weird?
Sure.
We wrote this entire show. He was in Italy. I was in America. We never saw each other. Half the time we were writing, whatever I was writing to him, he was writing to me. And he has a theory. Tell them about your
story. So I think that we have only two possible answers. The first is that we are sharing one mind only. So, you know, for me, I have the mind on Monday, Wednesday, and
clearly today is my day, Dave. So if you have any big questions, direct them towards me because today I have the brain.
Okay. So today is her day, right? Today is yours, Dan. Okay.
Obviously.
Well, yes. All right, children.
The answer could be that maybe when we were young, now some aliens implanted some chips in because really we have the same idea in the same moment, being far 10,000 kilometers, because, you know, Italy, and I live in Bologna. She lives in here in L.A., so we are very, very far in time and space. But we could do that, and it was amazing. It was funny, especially during the rehearsal on Skype.
Oh, my God, yes.
You rehearsed on
Skype.
You rehearsed on Skype.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there was one part where he was kissing me, and I went, Mother of God, what is that? Did you just kiss me? It's like it felt like it came through the screen. I don't know what that was.
You guys are having way too much fun. Yeah, you're having way too much fun. So what does it take? What does it take to put together a web series? I mean, do you have any crew? Do you have a big budget?
Oh, my God. Oh, no. We funded this one ourselves. And, yes, we had a full crew. We had a director, an AD, a cameraman, a this, and that. Yeah, we got a whole crew. We started with a smaller crew, and it kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But our crew, we loved our crew. We were very sure about this. Everyone that we hired, we wanted to make sure we'd seen their work, and we loved it. And we wanted to make sure they had good hearts. We just wanted people with good energy, and that's what we wanted around us. And that's what we got. Everyone on the set was
absolutely
fantastic.
Yes. Every, you know, it's a sort of you know, maybe what we attract. I don't know, or some. It always happened this. They end talking to someone, and the person, the people who wanted to be part of the show, and they came to us in a natural way.
Yes.
In a natural way. And very, very good, very good.
Did the show change much between episode 1 and episode 6?
Did it change much in what way?
No, did it, with the way you wrote it, did you say, hey, no, this is really about this, or did the characters change at all?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it did. It definitely evolved from where it began to where it ended up. It definitely evolved. Absolutely. Well, you know, as a writer, you have one plan, and then it starts going off in another direction. You kind of have to follow it.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's that.
It's called Strange Therapy. It's a brand new web series, and my guests are here to remind us that this is the future of multimedia. People are out. People are out and about as we speak. They have these ideas, Diane. Hey, I could do that. This is. I can't afford to make a film, but maybe I could make a web series.
Exactly. I mean, that's obviously part of it. You can make a web series for far less money than it costs a feature film. Absolutely. 100%.
It's all good, and it's all available on YouTube. It's free, and it's the future. Anything else you want to say about this, Diane? Anything surprise you about the experience?
Well, a couple things surprised me. I didn't think I was going to be opening up my dress and flashing at this point in my life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wasn't going to bring that up.
I went there, Dave.
That's right.
And one of the things that was surprising me was how sweet was our director when he, in that moment when he told me, oh, David, he was so sweet with me. Oh, David, I loved what you did. But don't do it again, okay? That was. I will remember this of my amazing Bob Burgos for years and years.
That's a great Bob
David,
Burgos story.
I love that, but please don't do it again.
I love that. So people have to check out Strange Therapy on YouTube.
Yes.
It's absolutely free. Check out the episodes.
Absolutely.
They're only 6 to 7 minutes each. So just give it a look.
Give it a look.
There you go.
Definitely give it a look.
Well,
did you have any other questions you wanted to ask me? You know, I could talk about my career all day.
No. Well, how is this different? Before we go, how is this different than doing the movies and the TV?
Because on one thing, you're playing on their set, and this time you're playing on your set. So you can do everything the way you want to do, and you're not restricted by, oh, you can't say that or you can't do that. There was no one telling us no about anything. Everything was just yes, yes, yes. So there was a freedom to it.
Hmm.
Absolutely.
And what kind of feedback? What kind of feedback have you gotten on Strange Therapy?
Everyone says the same thing. Hilarious. Oh my God, that was hilarious. Oh my God, I laughed so hard. I laughed out loud. That was so funny.
Molto divertente, hanno detto. Oh, sorry. Molto divertente. No, this is Italian. Very, very funny.
No, but it made me really happy. That's what we want to do. We want to make people laugh. That was our goal, to make people laugh, give them a little joy, give them a little happiness. And we want to do it again in Bologna.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us today, and good luck. And we'll be watching Strange Therapy on YouTube.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so much for having us.
Our thanks
to
both of
you. Thank you so much. Grazie.
Grazie. All right. Those guys are having way too much fun. I'm Dave Congleton. How do you follow that? We'll find out when we come back. Right here on AM 920, FM 96.5 News Talk, KVEC.
96.5.
After news at the top of the hour, Pete Evans is going to join us. I invited him to come in, react to the news that a shoe store is closing downtown. Why is that a story? Well, it's Charles Shoes. They've been in business for more than 50 years. They're one of the last independently owned businesses in downtown San Luis Obispo. And now it just got a lot more interesting because, about noon today, County Supervisor Lynn Compton reacted to a story you may have heard that San Luis Obispo in September is going to consider an ordinance to phase out natural gas appliances. I'm not making this up. I'm just sharing it with you. Supervisor Compton writes on Facebook, "This is so beyond ridiculous. I do not see how this mayor," meaning Heidi Harmon, "I do not see how Heidi Harmon stays in office. Her ideas are beyond the fringe on everything. Banning statues of people in the park, only ideas for statues. Trying to kick Amazon out of San Luis Obispo and the big red fake roses in her hair every single day. What's up with that? She is a joke. So ridiculous. And the city council is just as bad. I hope people wake up." So we got plenty to talk about with Pete Evans. And we'll certainly include your phone calls as well. And then during the 6 o'clock hour, we have a first-time guest. He happens to be my older brother, Bruce. He's slightly conservative, but that's okay. He emailed me last weekend. He was curious about what the people of the Central Coast thought about the alleged coup by FBI agents against President Trump. And I said, "Bruce, I got an idea for you. Why don't you call into my show and express your concerns, and I will let you hear directly from some of the residents of the Central Coast. Some of who will agree with you and some will disagree with you." And he's up to that task. So Bruce will be joining us during the 6 o'clock hour. We've only just begun. We're live. We're local. We're hometown radio.